Listen to these apprentices talking about their day at work. Picture one.
Hey, I'm Vicky and it's very early, only 6:30 a.m. The delivery trucks have already unloaded their goods. They've stacked them in the warehouse at the back of the supermarket. All the merchandise is on pallets. My boss says it's very important that all the goods are in the shop and on the right shelves before the first customers arrive. I have to work very fast, and sometimes, when the shop has already opened, you have customers standing in your way. That really gets on my nerves.
Picture two.
I'm Sandra, and I'm standing in front of the dairy section yet again. Every day I have to do this. I can't stand it anymore. I've spoken to my boss and asked him to let me work in the fruit and vegetable section, but he always tells me to put the dairy products on their shelves. I just grit my teeth and smile. What else am I supposed to do? Yogurt, milk, cream, cheese, butter, enough. I don't get him. Uh-oh. Look what's happened now. The yogurt carton has just split. There's strawberry yogurt all over me and on the floor. I knew today wouldn't turn out well. I should have stayed in bed.
Picture three.
Hi, my name is Robbie. The health food store I work for has just got a lot of new jams in. My boss says they're simply flying off the shelves. I have to agree with her. This morning when I arrived at work, the shelves were quite empty. Sarah, who only works 2 hours in the morning, has just finished filling the shelves. My job now is to do the price marking. Luckily, they all cost the same, apart from the raspberry ones. They're a bit dearer. A local artist designed the labels on the jars, and our customers really like the designs on the jars as they look so pretty. Each sort has a different design. I know it sounds crazy, but I actually enjoy sticking the price labels on these jars. I do, however, make sure I don't cover the pretty designs.
Picture four.
My name's Mark. Right now I'm in the car park of the DIY store where I work. What am I doing there? I'm the one who does all the dumb jobs. I'm collecting the shopping trolleys from the docking stations, which are dotted around the car park. Look, there's another lazy customer who doesn't want to return his trolley to the store. And then what? Poor me is the one who has to push this huge long snake of shopping trolleys all the way back to the front of the store. But what I really hate doing is having to remove all kinds of disgusting stuff from the trolleys, like discarded banana peels, half-eaten sandwiches, chocolate wrappers, empty soda cans, and lolly sticks. Oh well, maybe one day I'll get promoted to store manager, and then I'll get some other sucker to collect the carts.
Picture five.
Hiya, I'm Lucille. I'm working at the till. This is the third time, and I'm starting to like it. The first time, I was so nervous. I was so worried I'd do something wrong, like give the wrong change or that the scanner wouldn't be able to read the barcode and then I'd have to enter it manually. Or take too long to scan the goods with the customers getting impatient. Or the queue in front of the till getting too long because I was too slow. But there was no need to worry. It's really easy. The cash register does everything for me. It even tells me how much change I need to give. Plus, apart from that, I really like the customers. Can you believe it? Yesterday, this amazingly cute bloke came in and I smiled at him. I think he liked me too. So I'm hoping he'll be back today. Well, let's see.
Picture six. Hello, I'm Elias. Today I'm working in the toiletries department. We sell personal hygiene articles, cosmetics, toiletries, first aid kits, and so on. It makes me so proud when I'm able to help. I really love my job. I love helping my customers, especially the pretty ones. Oops. I have to be careful not to say that too loudly. Because, you know, our new apprentice, Christine? Well, I really like her. The little old ladies coming in and tell me about their ailments can be quite a drag. But on the whole, the good things in my job certainly outweigh the bad things.